For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero Fire responds to vegetation fire behind Home Depot. PG&D crews working on Pass Robles Area Reinforcement Project. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a vegetation fire on Monday at about 7 p.m. The department says the fire was reported visible behind the Home Depot. First arriving units said the blaze was burning about half an acre of grass and oak woodland with a slow rate of spread, but with several immediately threatened structures and power lines. The incident was determined to be directly related to an ongoing power outage in Atascadero at the time. 21 personnel responded, which included 6 engines, 2 command vehicles, and 1 air attack. Forward progress was stopped less than 30 minutes after dispatch. Atascadero Fire said the area had undergone fuels reduction work, which contributed significantly to the slow rate of spread and containment. The fire department reports that the cause was a bird striking the power lines, resulting in an electrical arc that ignited nearby vegetation. A child riding an ATV at the Oceano Dunes was severely injured yesterday afternoon and needed to be airlifted to a hospital. Officials say a 12 to 13-year-old boy was driving the vehicle at a high rate of speed near Post 4 at the Oceano Dunes when he collided with two other riders on the beach. The two other riders sustained minor injuries. The boy was transported to the Marion Regional Medical Center in Santa Maria. PG&D crews working on Paso Robles area reinforcement project. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. PG&D crews have begun working on a grid modernization project in the Paso Robles area. PG&D says this is an effort to strengthen the power grid against extreme weather, improve reliability, and reduce wildfire risk to more than 50,000 customers. The project includes upgrading a six-mile section of power lines east of the 101 from Niblick to Wilsona Road. Wood poles will be replaced with more durable, fire-resilient steel poles that also require less maintenance. New power lines will also be constructed along 10.5 miles. These new lines will help deliver electricity and improve reliability by rerouting and isolating problems. Crews recently completed phase one of the project, which included 3 miles of power lines between Niblick Road and north of Highway 46. Phase two will continue northward towards Wilsona Road between fall 2026 and spring 2027. Phase three begins in the spring of next year. The next Coffee with the City event for Paso Robles will be this Friday, July 31st at 7:30 a.m. This session will take place at the Sunrise Villas apartment, and the topic will be the state of homelessness in Paso Robles. Join city staff and representatives providing a full circle perspective on homelessness in the city, about current programs, those who have received support, and organizations working to connect people with housing. Coffee with the City is an informative, informal community meeting designed to provide residents with insight into current issues and topics. This month's session will be extended to 90 minutes for an in-depth conversation about this important topic. No pre-registration is required, and all community members are welcome to attend. There will be no Atascadero City Council meeting tonight. The City Council has scheduled only one meeting for the months of July and August. The next regularly scheduled meeting is August 11th at 6 p.m. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is this morning at 9. An item on today's agenda is a reduction to the cannabis tax rate in the county back down to 6%. The tax rate automatically increased to 8% at the start of this month, but the board has the ability to reduce or increase the tax rate as long as it remains within the 4 to 10% range. The county has voted to maintain a cannabis business tax rate at 6% since fiscal year 2023-24. The budget estimates operate on the assumption that every 1% of the tax generates about $100,000 in revenue. You can attend the meeting this morning in person or watch online. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants shut out the Brewers 3-0, the Astros beat the Angels 6-4, the Red Sox over the Athletics 4-2, the Yankees beat the White Sox 9-5. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mariners, the Athletics will go against the Red Sox, the Giants will face the Brewers, the Padres will go against the Rockies, the Angels will face the Astros, and the Yankees will go against the White Sox. In California news, a judge ruled on Monday that there is enough evidence to put singer David on trial for the killing and dismemberment of 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. 21-year-old David Burke is accused of murdering and dismembering the 14-year-old after he suspected she would expose their inappropriate sexual relationship, following his rising career after his debut album dropped. He has pled not guilty for the murder. A California man attempting to sail across the Pacific Ocean solo was rescued after surviving a month adrift. Kai Sato set a sail from California on June 7th, en route to Hawaii, but the boat's mast snapped 2 weeks into his journey, with his phone also shutting off completely. He attempted to finish the journey using the boat's motor, but it ran out of fuel as well. He was found by a shipping boat last week. 30-year-old Sonora man has been arrested in connection with starting the Dove Fire. Photos and information of the man began to circulate last week, showing him in the area when the fire started. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Today's program is sponsored by DPA Auctions. You know, that baler's been telling you something all season. So if it's time to upgrade, balers, rakes, feed trucks, loader tractors, DPA Auctions runs online sales every Tuesday with photos and descriptions you can trust. Free to register, easy to bid. See what's on the auction block at dpaauctions.com. Well, the American Land Board has set its priorities for the coming year, focusing on expanding demand for American lamb and delivering value to sheep producers. During its recent summer board meeting, the board reviewed marketing, research, and producer education programs while planning investments for fiscal year 2027. Marketing efforts will include expanded consumer outreach, nutrition messaging, the 2026 Lamb Jam event series, and the new Gather and Graze Cookbook Club. Board members also received updates on export promotions, research projects, and the continued expansion of the Sheep IQ producer education platform. The board says its goal, of course, is to strengthen the U.S. sheep industry while creating lasting value for U.S. lamb producers. You work hard raising America's beef. Now get rewarded with Superior Livestock. Consign your cattle to the Bighorn Classic Video Auction August 17th through the 21st in Sheridan, Wyoming, and live online. Superior comes to your ranch, showcases your cattle to the nation's largest buyer base, and delivers true price discovery through competitive bidding. Call 800-422-2117. Contact your local Superior rep or visit SuperiorLivestock.com. But don't wait. The consignment deadline is July 31st.
Need to sell equipment? DPA Auctions makes it simple. American-owned and serving farmers, contractors, and dealers for over 50 years. DPA connects equipment owners with thousands of bidders through nationwide online auctions every 2 weeks. DPA sells your items right from your driveway or lot at some of the lowest rates in the industry. That's more value for your equipment and more money in your pocket. Try us today and figure out why thousands are choosing DPA. Visit dpaauctions.com.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The California Department of Food and Agriculture has lifted the Mediterranean fruit fly quarantine that had been in place around San Jose since August 2025. The eradication effort of the fruit fly relies primarily on releasing sterile male Mediterranean fruit flies. Those sterile males mate with the females in the wild, but produce no offspring, gradually reducing the overall population. The CDFA releases about 250,000 flies per square mile every week, and the quarantine-ended area covers about 241 square miles. While the quarantine has ended, CDFA says invasive fruit flies remain an ongoing threat because they can still attack more than 250 types of fruits and vegetables. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The northbound on-ramp to the US 101 on Spring Street is scheduled to be closed this week. Look for the sign detailing its closure through Friday, July 31st. Otherwise, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Thursday into the weekend and into Monday and Tuesday. 101 on Thursday, 103 Friday and Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday, mid-90s on Monday, 93 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Cave here, all news time is 6:20.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Boeing shares are up 1%, though Boeing lost money in the recent quarter. CEO Kelly Ortberg says the company is making progress on its turnaround plan. He says Boeing's operations are more stable and key certification programs remain on plan. Coca-Cola's profit and sales rose in the recent quarter. People were drinking more of its beverages, and it was able to raise prices to cover higher costs. It is raising its forecast for the year, and Coca-Cola shares are high. Royal Caribbean Group, the cruise company, reported a better-than-expected quarter, though it is lowering some expectations for this year. Cruise companies are dealing with higher fuel prices because of the Mideast conflict. And technology shares are losing ground this morning on concerns that China is developing technology to make chips to compete with the U.S. and Europe. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and DuraCool pads. Blake's True Value's knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a True Value.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats. to my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Go to my boat. Thanks for my case.
Tickets are on sale now for the annual Winemakers Cook-Off presented by the Paso Robles Rotary. It's coming up August 9th. That's at the Paso Robles Event Center. And it is a big-time fun for wine, beer, and amazing food. Live music and a little boost scooting if you want. Lively competition between the winemakers and the brewers in a one-of-a-kind event. Contest. It's sponsored again by the Paso Robles Rotary. Remember, 100% of the profits go to an endowment which awards scholarships to local graduating high school seniors. This year, $100,000 was awarded. Simply go to winemakerscookoff.com, and they do have designated driver tickets available as well. All righty, emailing to the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, as we're ready for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition, all here on The Right Choice.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh,
the Morning Exchange.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, Barry's taking a few weeks off, a summer hiatus, so to speak, and Eric will be in with Seth Peek this afternoon, council from the city of Atascadero. So enjoy all that here on The Right Choice. Oh, how can I forget? Baseball. All right, so Dylan Beavers from Paso Robles playing for the Baltimore Orioles. They defeated the Tigers last night 8-5. And Dylan, I think for the third game in a row, has been batting leadoff. He played right field last night. He went 1-for-3 with an RBI in the O's win. By the way, on Saturday, he brought in the game winner in the bottom of the ninth at the home stadium there in Camden Yards for an Orioles win. It's pretty cool to watch that on camera. So, and Minnesota didn't play yesterday. All righty, so there you go. All right, this is kind of a good, well, not kind of, this is a really nice story, but I love the mom's response. And this happened up the coast. There was this kid, he's a 16-year-old lifeguard, and it's on video, and about a 10-year-old kid got stuck in the waves, and if it was on Sunday, then the waves, they were a little misleading, at least down in Cayucas on Sunday. They can beat you to death. Anyway, this 10-year-old got caught in tsunami-like wave, and this 16-year-old kid, high school student, he's a lifeguard. He goes out, and he saves him. And the footage is amazing. It was, the waves were beating, but this 16-year-old kid never let go of the 10-year-old. And again, you have to see it. It's not the video is a lot shorter than the sequence of how long it took. It doesn't say exactly, but that was great. This kid doing this is what he's trained to do. He did it extremely well. And one of the things though is the mom, because afterwards, people said that, well, how about setting up a GoFundMe account for this lifeguard? Well, the mom said he was just doing the job that he absolutely loves. And that instead, she encouraged those wishing to support her son, Ryder is his name, to donate to the Santa Cruz County Parks Department Junior Guards Program, where she said Ryder and many of his fellow lifeguards trained before coming old enough to serve. I like that. Response from the mom is, no, we're not going to do this GoFundMe and stuff. He was doing his job, so we want to do this, and if you'd like to help, thank you, but let's donate to this Junior Guards program that saves lives. I thought that, in this day and age, that was really cool. That was really cool, and again, the footage is pretty amazing to watch. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. Great story. Thank you. I got another great story. yesterday at 1 o'clock. San Miguel filed a notice to withdraw their affirmative defense of their Pueblo water right. The last affirmative defense, the last sheep in the field with no shepherd. They're done. Every one of these defendants, Paso Robles, San Miguel, the county, Templeton, they're all done.
All right.
All their affirmative defenses, all their lies, all this 13 years of BS is over.
Greg, does that mean there'll be no trial coming up in August?
Exactly. Because in the summary judgment that we just had, we proved that they weren't a Pueblo. So there was no reason for them to go to court to spend more money because they couldn't win.
All right, now that gets to the question that I have regarding this and the advice from the attorneys from these entities, shall we say, including the city of Paso Robles, which spent millions of dollars of taxpayer money. At one point, after they kept losing all these cases or the court cases, I think it was at least five or six, did they realize that they should have bailed? Or was this just, you know, when you alluded to money, that the attorneys didn't because they were going to get paid anyway?
Well, exactly. They get paid no matter what. And you know, when you're sitting in the back room and you're part of a council or whatever, and you're determining how you're going to spend your constituents' money, and you're voting on going forward with something or not, it's not your money. You're not, like, reaching in your pocket and paying the bill. You're spending other people's money. You know, so in 2016, our case was the first case that actually went to court in 2016, even though it started in 2013. And then the next trial was in 2016, was February, was right after the first one, was in January. And then the third one was in 2017. Actually, it was a stipulated agreement to the basin. And there's 42 properties that are not in the basin, and the defendants wouldn't let them out of the lawsuit. Those 42 properties, which I'm one of, had to stay in this thing for an extra 10 years because they didn't want them out because they didn't want anybody to have their quiet title. They didn't want anybody to protect their rights, but they felt they had a right, a superior right to anybody and everybody's rights on their land and their water. Bruce Gibson, John Hammond, all these other knuckleheads, they don't want to see me walking down the road.
Well, couldn't miss you, that's for sure.
I'm like, you know, like, oh, we're protecting. All you had to do is follow the law. All you had to do was use your supplemental water if there was an issue. All you had to do is follow the rules that are already there, like everybody else has to follow. And none of this would happen. San Miguel, poor San Miguel. You know, there's a little kid that got dragged along with these big guys that were going to, you know, help him. 900 water meters paid over $2 million for their portion of the lawsuit. Those people don't even know why they were in a lawsuit. They didn't even know they were in a lawsuit. Because you have to go to a meeting to figure out why my water rate's going up and my sewer bill and all this stuff. What's the purpose? Oh, you have to pay for more service. No, you're paying attorneys. You're paying for attorneys, the same attorneys. They lost 2 months ago, the same attorneys, in an adjudication in Ventura County. Everywhere across our state where the people are standing up to protect their rights, the people are winning. Obviously, it takes money and it takes time. But the law is on their side, and it takes time to do that, and these same attorneys are on the other side collecting money, whether they win or lose, and they're mostly losing. And they might win some little They might win some little thing here or there. Okay, the defendants won 2,000 acre-feet of water out of 92,000. 92,000 acre-feet was what the court said the safe annual yield was. And they won 2,000. And they want to claim, because they had to go to court. The reason we're the basin is considered what we are is political. It was so they could go to court to claim we had a problem, and they could get grant money to pay for staff. I'm sick of staff. I'm sick of these guys.
Well, if we had a problem, I mean, easy to point out. Well, if there's the problem, then why has so many building permits and hotels and motels been allowed to be built?
Well, exactly. In 2013, that was the whole issue. Hey, wait a minute. You're telling us you're going to make a planning ordinance. So this goes to the crux of the thing. You're going to impose a planting ordinance on the people in the unincorporated area that they can't use their property the way they want to use their property, farm the way they want to farm, whatever. But you know why it was a planning ordinance? Because they don't have water authority. They have planting authority. They have land use authority, but they don't have water authority. This is why I laugh about this whole, oh, we're the water authority of the basin, us and these other knuckleheads. No, you're not. You didn't join the EPC Water District. You didn't join the San Juan Water District. You don't live in the city limits. And the county doesn't provide you with water. So how are they the water authority? They're an authority with the people that are in the districts that they belong to. That's it. And so when they imposed that stuff, and we said, whoa, wait a minute. We have the priority right. Why are these other people allowed to keep doing what they're doing? But you're telling us we can't use our land, but you tax us the same. You didn't lower our taxes when you tried to remove the benefit of our land.
That's right.
And this is why the case originally started. We were protecting ourselves the only way the state allows us to do it. Show through the courts that we're the owners and we have the priority right on our property. We're not telling them what to do. We're telling, leave us alone.
Greg, you know, but this, I think this points out that the extreme danger and the overuse of power by government, because if it wasn't, you know, at the start for Cindy and then all the people who got behind her, and they, you know, they had to write checks. This was their own money, not taxpayer money, that people, it becomes expensive and intimidating to fight the government, so they can just run all over you. And I think they do it deliberately because they know that most people will not be able to generate the interest that Cindy and everybody else involved was able to do and to continue to pay for their attorneys to fight for their rights.
Well, exactly. They always thought we would fold our tent along the way. And it didn't happen. And they tried every game in the book to prolong the thing. Well, I can go through every date, every trial. I went to the Superior Court in San Jose 32 times, Kevin. I sat in the courtroom. During that 14-day trial, there were 17 attorneys against us amongst those five defendants. And there was like a dozen to 20 people that we would ride together sitting on one side of the courtroom. And the only people on the other side were attorneys arguing how we couldn't introduce something because it made them look bad. If they signed an agreement in 2005 that there's no problem and they would never try to file prescription against the constituents that had the priority right out in the basin. Oh, we can't show that. That would be wrong.
So what?
It was like a Perry Mason movie, jumping up and doing whatever.
Greg, so going forward?
I can only give you my best opinion, which is what I think is supposed to happen. Now that there's going to be a summary of all the five trials, number six now isn't going to happen, but it was still scheduled. There'll still be, because there was a summary judgment, it'll still, that all needs to be compiled. We can write the final conclusion to this book with the six chapters in it. And then the court will give us our quiet title on our properties so we can get our properties recorded that we have no one. Nobody has any rights to our land except us. It goes with the property. It doesn't go with us. Mm-hmm. It goes with your assessor's parcel number. So same thing with groundwater. Groundwater stays with the land. The land over the groundwater has the beneficial right to use that water. We have the beneficial right to do, but it's on our land and beneath us. We don't have the right to transfer it, exchange it, sell it, and do whatever. We don't have the right to screw over our neighbor. And those guys don't have the right since they're appropriators. And everybody's needs, man, these are really good terms they need to understand. Appropriators are all the municipalities, all the water districts. They do not have the same priority right as the landowners that are the overlayers.
Greg,
we have one source of water, our well. That's it.
Will this have any effect of this other water, the one you refer to as the fake water district that is trying to extract, on your property tax? Will it have any effect on this at all?
Heck yeah, it will, because, again, I'm just giving you my opinion. Now that you've proved, if you're part of this, now that you've proven that what your benefits are, what is their benefit to help you? We don't need them. It's time for the rest of the basin, the rest of the people that are left. Every one of these entities has been given an amount of water that they're allowed to take out of the basin because of what happened in the court trial in 2018. And then that trial went to a quantification trial, which these guys will say, oh, it didn't matter. And then it went to a court order. They have a limited amount they're allowed to take out of the basin if there's a problem. The rest of the people get to share whatever is there. They don't like that. But I don't really care what they like. They need to follow the law. And they can't impose what they want to do on you now that you've proved, now that we've proven what our rights are.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And so, yeah, let the powers to be. I honestly believe they were trying as hard as they could to impose whatever they thought they could impose before our court case with all of these individual trials in the middle of it was completed. And they didn't get there. You know, we beat them. We beat them when we filed this thing, and they didn't like it. And they're the ones that sued us. We didn't sue them. I'm tired of hearing that, too. We are the plaintiffs. They are the defendants. We claimed to protect ourselves. They decided to get in a lawsuit with us. Then we had Assembly Bill 2453, where they tried to impose, you know, this special district. There's still 8 pages in the water code on that special district that never happened because we voted it down. And we had this 218, and we now every one of their steps has been how to recover from losing. I will tell any of them, you're in the part of the EPC, the San Juan, Bruce Gibson, John Hamm, all these guys, you're losers. And we're not going to stop fighting, and we're not going to give up. And you're not in charge.
You know, the city of Paso Robles, with the millions of dollars that they spent on this to lose, and I think in some cases to be embarrassed, they could have used a lot of that money to fix the roads here, couldn't they?
Heck yeah. Well, how about just fixing your treatment plant with your money and not other people's money? And clean the water and recharge what you're using.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is the biggest thing. You don't use your nasty water, but you want it. You pay for it, but you don't use it. Then you send it to a treatment plant, and you don't clean it good enough, and you dump it in the river, and it's exported. Then you want to complain that we're pumping too much in the basin, and we need to stop so you can build another hotel. No, I'm sorry. It don't work that way. Every time you want me to follow a field or to do something different, you need to follow a hotel room.
Yeah, well, this is outstanding news, and boy, it's been a long time. Greg, at this point, since you've been up there in the courthouse 30-something times, do you think you could be, you don't have a degree, but do you think you could be a water lawyer?
Yeah. I have one room that's nothing but table A water, which is the state water system, the Salinas River, the Salinas Reservoir, the Nacimiento Dam, the San Antonio Dam, our basin, the multitude of basins in our area, and all what these guys do, they don't know what I know. And you know what? It's funny, because I sat in Bruce Gibson's office a month ago with Murray Powell. We had a meeting with him. I was surprised he had a meeting with us. And he told me that he's listened to my opinions for all these years. I go, how is it an opinion when I have a document to back it up? All I'm doing is in their state documents, federal documents, local documents. They just don't think anybody's going to read this stuff and put it together. I look at these they're required every 5 years to do an urban management plan for these cities and CSDs and these different things. And all it is they write what they want on the paper, make it look pretty, make it look good, make it sound good, and then they don't do it.
Greg, is there any chance that these, whatever, the pirates, as they've been referred to, can they come back in any other back door and try to do something again?
Well, I mean, if they want to spend money, you know. But I don't know what the time period is. I'm sure the time period's long past for most of the things that we've done. And water law. Groundwater law has always been settled in the courts. There's other hearings that are referenced in all of these documents that prove what we're doing and what the court did. So to move surface water, Parian water is what it's called, that's a permitted kind of a thing, and that's normal, and you can sell it, and you can transfer it, and you can do this, and you can do that. But groundwater has always been done by the courts and the law, because you can't see it, so they think they can manipulate it.
Right, and most people don't know enough about it either.
Yeah, and then the state, you know, on the surface water, it's called Table A water, the state water project. The water that comes down the I-5 comes from Shasta all the way down to Los Angeles. We're the coastal branch. It splits off in Lost Hills, comes over the hill, goes to Lake Kachuma. That was sold over 4 million acre feet, 400 million acre feet. But anyway, they can only store half of what they sold. This is why state water is so important to these people, and they argue about it, because the government... In the case, it was Governor Gerald Brown never completed the storage of what they sold. They can only store half of what they sold. So they can't deliver. It's a Ponzi scheme.
So they can't
run that. How are they going to run the groundwater?
Well, we also know the schemes with all the water bonds in the last 20 years over billions of dollars. Greg, this is great news. We're up against the clock. And I know we'll be hearing more, but outstanding. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. All right, got to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero. Voted the best mortgage company in the North County.
PG&E crews have begun working on a grid modernization project in the Paso Robles area. The project includes upgrading a six-mile section of power lines east of Highway 101 from Niblick to Wellstone Road. Wood poles will be replaced with more durable, fire-resistant steel poles that also require less maintenance. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a vegetation fire yesterday at about 7 p.m. The fire was behind the Home Depot with a slow rate of spread. Atascadero Fire and other agencies managed to contain the blaze in just under half an hour, in part due to recent vegetation management in the area. The cause was a bird striking a power line. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Funeral services will be held today in Washington, D.C. for South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. President Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, and Vladimir Zelensky expected to attend. Newly released COVID diaries from Dr. Anthony Fauci released days before his testimony before a Senate committee. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. telling the Ingram Angle the diaries reflect a different conflict with what Fauci advised Americans to do during the pandemic.
He has immunity against all of the things that he did prior to President Biden signing, or the electronic pen signing his pardon, but he could perjure himself now. So there are many things that he said that we know are lies.
America's listening to Fox News.
Nine and a half minutes away from seven at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Monday, the Marlins snapped their franchise record 12-game losing streak, beating the Phillies 8-7 in their own inimitable fashion. Miami blew an early three-run lead, but scored three times in the bottom of the ninth. Griffin Conheim with the walk-off RBI knock for their first win since before the All-Star break. Mets blew open a close game late and blasted the Braves 14-3. Marcus Semien's two-run homer in the sixth inning broke a three-all tie. Then Tyrone Taylor sparked a four-run seventh with a three-run shot, and Francisco Lindor capped a five-run eighth with another three-run banger, his second dinger of the night. Yankees whipped the White Sox 9-5. Catcher Ali Sanchez put it on ice with a three-run tater in the eighth, the first long ball of his career. Well done, Meat. Orioles tamed the Tigers 8-5. Jackson Holliday had four hits. His mate smacked three jacks. Jock Peterson hit two of the Rangers' four home runs as they sank the Mariners 7-3. Blue Jays shaded the Nationals 3-2. Max Scherzer started for Toronto in D.C., coming back from the injured list on his 42nd birthday and in his old stomping grounds where he helped Washington win the 2019 World Series. Also, the Pirates snipped the Diamondbacks 3-2 in 10 innings on Brandon Lau's game-ending hit. The Guardians and Reds were rained out. They'll try and get in a day-night doubleheader today. The trade deadline is next Monday. The NFL preseason just a little over a week away. The Cardinals and the Panthers will play in the Hall of Fame game next Thursday, and the first full week of the preseason begins August 13th. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been proudly serving you since 1979, warm or hot, whatever. Highs in the upper 90s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 50s, and we'll do upper 90s again on your Wednesday, and as we head out to Thursday, which I'm waiting for here, I'm waiting for, upper 90s and 102 on Friday, 101 Saturday, back to the upper 90s Sunday, low 90s Monday, and also next Tuesday. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6:08 a.m., 8:11 p.m., it's 57. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. The Right Choice, KPRL. World-famous pet alert is brought to you by, yep, Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. They are your county-wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out there and get them where they need to be, and that's home sweet home, safe and sound and hydrated. But it looks like everything looks copacetic. Chris, I've got an all-time one for you here today.
I'm ready to drop the ball on this one, like I said. Let's hear it.
Well, speaking of dropping things, here we go. According to this, What are the average number of days a West German goes without washing his underwear?
What kind of a specific question is that?
Average number of days a West German male goes without washing his underwear. I don't know who does this for a living. You know, to find out these things.
So the average. The average.
The average.
Okay, 4.
No. 7.
I was hoping to keep it under a week.
Hope everybody's enjoying their breakfast. All right. If you lose one, no, that's, let's see. Look, yeah, lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World famous bet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. I got another doozy for you here. All right, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles and Templeton, the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, folks, here it is. According to this, the most successful comedy film of all, the highest grossing comedy film of all time. What is it? 238-57, it's over $1 billion. $1.4 billion, almost $1.5 billion. And I mean, this isn't a way to do a trivia question because you want people to answer it, but you may never guess it. I will help you out here, though. It is a recent film. A recent film. And it's based on something. Well, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Blazing Saddles.
No, not Blazing Saddle. I don't even know it's in the top 50. No, this is a recent movie, 3 years ago. So that helps you out. Again, I'll round it off. $1.5 billion. Hmm. All right. What do you think it is? Okay, here's my hint. My hint is Mattel. Mattel. 238-5775. And I think that there was some controversy with the, I don't even know, because it's, let me see, satirical fantasy comedy, okay.
All right, I got an answer scribbled down here with all those hints.
Yep, well done.
All right, hi, I didn't see this one myself.
Okay. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Barbie.
Yes, Barbie. Did you see the movie, sir?
No.
Okay, I didn't know it was a comedy, and all right, well. But anyway, you got the main thing is you got it right. May I have your name, please?
Greg Benson.
Greg Benson?
Uh-huh.
All right, Greg, we have you down as a qualifier. You enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you.
You all. All right. Wouldn't have guessed that in a million years. You said you've never seen it.
No, I haven't.
Have any intention?
Maybe one day, yes.
All right. All right, coming in second place, Deadpool and Wolverine, Aladdin, something Welcome to the Jungle, a Minecraft movie, Hi Mom, another something Next Level, Deadpool 2, Deadpool, Hobbs and Shaw, The Devil Wears Prada, number 2, Detective Chinatown 3, Men in Black 3, Hancock, and Mamma Mia comes in at number 15. So there are, according to this, the highest grossing comedy films of all time. I've not seen any of these.
I've seen number 2. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. A 13-year-old child riding an ATV at the Oceana Dunes was severely injured yesterday afternoon, airlifted to the Marion Regional Medical Center in Santa Maria. He collided with 2 other riders at the beach who sustained minor injuries. The next Coffee with the City event for Paso Robles will be this Friday, July 31st at 7:30 a.m. The session takes place at the Sunrise Villas apartment, and the topic will be the state of homelessness. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, we have to go back to 1990, which would be number 29 on the list, Home Alone. Pretty Woman, 1990, 31. I didn't know that was considered a comedy. Also, Mrs. Doubtfire, 1993, comes in at 38. There's Something About Mary, 1998, and Notting Hill, 1999. All right, there you have it, folks. The times, they have changed. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on granite, quartz, marble, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.